You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Day. Good morning to you. Welcome on a Tuesday. And other than the Democrats controlling committees and investigations and things like that, my assessment is not much is going to change in our lives. So sit back, relax, enjoy the festivities, and know that whoever beats the drum of victory, the Republicans controlled both houses, not by enough of a majority, mind you. And nothing happened. So, the question is, do we go back to not having a budget again? So, anyway, enjoy the day. Get out there and vote. Encourage other people to vote, regardless of who they're going to vote for. I know it's a bitter pill, but it's the better way to do things. Okay, and remember, it's your duty to vote as a citizen. Not everybody has that right around the world. And especially if you're a woman, okay? Again, I've said this a bunch, but most of the places I've been in the service of my country, women were not thought of anything close to being equal. So, put that in your pipe and smoke it today. Anywho, yeah, it's election day. Let me tell you what we're going to do. Busy program today. Bob Nielsen's going to join us. So Facebook is matching donations today. So Bob's going to come on and talk about that. He comes on and talks about a lot of different things, but he helps vets get jobs. He helps vets start careers, and that's what he's been doing. And he does it by offering pizza. It's actually pretty funny about that. So, go ahead and check it out. He'll join us here in about 24 minutes, and we'll talk about Facebook's generous offer to match donations. So, so you'll hear from that. You'll hear from him. And then in about 54 minutes, 30 minutes after we start with Nielsen, he'll leave. And then Chris Woodbridge will join us. He, the editor and publisher of the Marine Corps Gazette. We'll have him on. We'll talk about the November issue and what's generally new in, at the Gazette. I had a chance to meet Chris when I was back in Quantico. Made a point to have lunch with him. And I had a great bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. Yeah, in Q-Town. Yeah, downtown Quantico. So it was very enjoyable. Very enjoyable. So you have that going for you. So Chris Woodbridge will join us, and then Gunner will join us today on Election Day across the United States. So, again, make sure you get out there and vote. I have not voted yet. I will do so after I get off the air. And we'll go get that done. I think there's 11 different propositions in California. So I have to read those one more time. I wrote my notes and voted and made sure, but I got to go through it one more time. Make sure I have my act together. So, again, but I would tell you, you know, a lot of anxiety in the nation. And hold on. Something just went popped into my head. But, you know, again, we're stuck in the middle. What's that song I play? That bumper that Colleen likes? Meet Me in the Middle? Yeah, that's where we're at. This one right here.
Take a seat, right over there, sat on the stairs.
This is where we're at.
The cabinets are bare, and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive.
Mess. Ugh.
Man, all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
We can't, though. And I've done my little soliloquy often enough, but yeah, so nothing. The only thing is who's going to control the committees in the House. That'll change. Nothing going to get done. Good for us. So we have that to look forward to. Yep. I got kind of interested in the demographics of the United States after I made the comment about, I was talking about how many Hispanic radio stations there were in the Washington, D.C. area. So I had that in my head, and I don't know, at some point yesterday afternoon when I was doing some research on quantifying the number of veterans that need more substantial mental health. So I was kind of watching a video that Josh Goldberg sent me. And then I somehow or other looked at the demographics of the United States. Yeah, the demographics of the United States. First of all, where does the United States, here's a quiz for you, okay, little pop quiz. Where does the United States rank in terms of population in the world? Third. That surprised me. I don't know why, but we're third. China's number one, India right behind China. China's population, majority of the population is located in the eastern half of the country. India, very high population density exists throughout the country, apart from the deserts in the northwest and the mountains in the north. China's sitting at 1.4 million, if I round it off. India's sitting at 1.3 million. United States, I don't know why I was surprised, but I was. United States is third with 324 million people. So roughly, what, a quarter of India's population? A little bit less than a quarter of China's population. after the United States, the number four on the list is Indonesia. 258 million people. Number five, Brazil. 205 million people. Number six, this also surprised me, Pakistan. 201 million people in Pakistan. Number seven, Nigeria. 186 million people. Number eight, Bangladesh. Number nine, Russia. Number 10, Japan. Okay, real quick, 11 through 15, Mexico, the Philippines, Ethiopia, Vietnam, Egypt, and Iran. Interesting, not one European country there, right? So so then, inside the United States, what is our racial makeup? So just a little bit of trivia. And I had to say, I didn't know. So what is the racial makeup of the United States? As of July 2016, white Americans are the racial majority. I don't understand this. African Americans are the largest racial minority, amounting to 12.7% of the population. Hispanic and Latino Americans amount to 17.8%. Making up the largest ethnic minority. I don't understand. What's the difference between racial and ethnic? Can anybody explain that to me? Race isn't Hispanic. Is Hispanic considered what in terms of what race? What race are Hispanic people? What race is... The U.S. Census Bureau defines Hispanic or Latino to refer to a person of Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, South or Central America, or other Spanish culture or origin, regardless of race. And states that Hispanics or Latinos can be of any race, any ancestry, and any ethnicity. So ethnicity versus race. There you have it. You know what? Who says you don't learn shit when you listen to All Marine Radio? All right? All right, so 72% of the population in the United States is white. 12.6% is black or African American. Now, again, this is by race. 4.8% is Asian. 1% is Native American and Alaska Native. And 0.2% are Native Hawaiians and other Pacific Islanders. And then there's, so that makes up the racial by race. Hispanic and Latino Americans of any race make up 16.3%, according to this. So, that is our, I was surprised that whites still are that big of a number in the United States. I don't know. I know. I hadn't looked at it in a long time. Long time? Ever? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, so I thought I'd update you. I thought that was, for whatever reason, when I was talking about the demographics of the country changing, right? It's really interesting because if I didn't know better and I closed my eyes and I watched the media and I watched television, I would say that that were, 60% white, were 30% black, were 35% Hispanic. I know it doesn't add up to 100. What, Mac? You're stupid. Yeah, I'd say we're, 5% Native American. We're 8% Asian. Or something like that. I had to come up with some concoction like that. And then I would have struggled and said, look, that adds up to 140%. I would have said, oh, shit, now what? Okay, now we got to pare it down. But that would have been my, and if you look at the entertainment, right, minorities are incredibly represented in our diverse entertainment fair that moves across the our television. Yeah. Yeah. Again, we're 72% white, not reflected. So anyway, good morning to you. Welcome to All Marine Radio on Election Day. Put an X on your hand. Make sure you go vote today. And United States Marine Corps Band makes it official on this busy November 6th, 2018. This is been changed a little bit, just so you know. It has more Marines in it, less politicians. That you'll note that. This is dedicated to the idea of American democracy. On this day when we go to the ballot box, we do what our founding fathers cast for us. When they pledged their lives, their honor, and their property to this idea of America and the United States. So here's with our fingers crossed, hoping that somehow or other it will become better in spite of everything we see that I think has us all concerned about the future of our democracy. What happens to it? How do we deal with things like Russian interference and their constant manipulation that they've been attempting to do for decades, but now by virtue of the internet, they have much more access to, and I think the only thing the Russians are doing is fanning the flames of a nation that has lost respect for its, I won't say itself, has lost respect for other people. And that lack of respect manifests itself all over our nation, and in particular in our political discourse. So here's to the idea that our democracy can become better, that at some point things will get better, and we'll keep our fingers crossed, and maybe today's the day that starts up.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
I love John Canley's words in his... when he talks about being in Way City. John Canley, the most recent, the 300th Marine to receive the Medal of Honor. He says, it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. That is quintessentially, right? That is quintessentially leadership. Follow me, do what I do. Currently cloudy in 57 degrees in Quantico. It is cloudy and 79 at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Excuse me, at Camp Lejeune. Cloudy and 64 in Granbury, Texas, so it's warmed up there a little bit. Sunny and 62 in 29 Palms, California. Partly cloudy and 62 at Camp Pendleton. It is clear and dark in Okinawa again. Doesn't happen much. 73 degrees right now. In the western part of Iraq, the Al-Anbar province. 67 degrees at Al-Asad Air Base. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is clear and 59 degrees. Early in the evening there, so it'll get colder there. So winter set in Afghanistan. Cloudy in 65 in Costa Mesa, California. Looking for a high of 71 today, 69 tomorrow, what? And 76 on Thursday. which is a travel day for All Marine Radio this week, headed up to fly into the Twin Cities, drive about 80 miles to Mankato, Minnesota, where I'll get to hang out with the veterans there and anybody who wants to come hear about living with trauma. So excited. Get to export post-traumatic winning, and I love doing that. So we're going to take a break. More of All Marine Radio. Bob Nielsen's going to join us next. So don't touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.